Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about the superpowers of decluttering. Do you wonder about the connection between what's happening externally with what's happening internally? Would you like to know how clearing physical clutter can support an internal shift? Are you curious how what is happening energetically affects your life and can create clutter? Let's continue our month Clearing Clutter with Julie Caraccio podcast interviews.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Power Up Podcast is all about how to master your personal power and harness your superpowers. You can find it at superpowerexperts.com. Tanya Dawn Rekla is a host. We had a lot of fun. She's one of those people who speaks my language. And so doing the interview was a lot of joy because we were on the same wavelength. There are days when social media drives me nuts, and then there are days when I get to connect with people like Tanya. And don't forget, your take action items are at the end of the interview. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Power Up Podcast with your superpower experts. This is the place where we explore real life superpowers and give you the tools to unlock your own.
Hello, this is Tonya Dawn Rekla, your superpower expert, and I'm really tickled to have with me today Julie Caraccio. Is that right, Julie?
Yes, it's right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So I want to brag about you for just a second. So as I do with all my guests on the show, you know, I take a moment to get to know who they are and kind of combine energetically. And I'm just sitting here with a big old smile on my face, honestly. Like, you're just fun. Like, I feel you, but it's that real low-key, understated, like, yeah, this just is. Like, it just feels right. And so she's for sure one of our people, and but she's so much more than that, of course. So she's an award-winning professional organizer. She's an author, certified life coach, and I'm sure we could go on and on and on about accolades. But the most important thing, you know, for us is just that willingness to sit in that trust and to connect. And she proved that, you know, the second she opened her mouth. So Julie, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and thank you for all you're doing. And I love the topic of superpowers because that's so important.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you said that because we're going to jump right in and say, what are your superpowers?
My superpowers are supporting people in clearing their clutter. And I use that through the skills of listening, my intuitive gifts, and coaching.
I like that. And I love that you throw intuition in there because it, you know, my bias is that we're really moving into a state of being where that is the primary guiding force for so many people. To me, at least in my journey, it was the only place I could go back to and find my own truth. So I like that you threw that in, and how unique to throw that in kind of in the clutter conversation. How did that come about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So when I started organizing, my business was called Healing Through Organization. And the more I worked, it was kind of an aha moment. And one thing that had happened, I was working with a client and she said, you know, can we just talk? I'm like, sure, you know, I will do whatever the client wants. And it ended up being more of a coaching session. And you know, I work in a chunk of time because so you can see results when you clear clutter or get organized. And she said, I can tell it's making you nervous because you're not doing anything, but I can't tell you how much this is supporting me. And so it was then I realized, in the meanwhile, I'd been doing a internet TV show called Reawaken Your Brilliance, where I interviewed body, mind, and spirit experts. And it was this aha moment of, you know, it's more important to clear the clutter. We can organize, you know, anything. However, to have the maximum impact, it's about clearing your clutter. And when you do that, you can create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. So I know, you know, you kind of approach it from the concept of clutter inside and outside. What can you kind of give us some tips or some pointers, and how do you see that connection between what's happening externally with what's happening internally?
Whatever is going on inside is going to be reflected in your outside environment. So for instance, when I go into someone's home, and again, you talk about intuition, which I love, all I can tell you is I can't scientifically tell you how I know this. I know, is someone depressed? Does someone have a lot of anxiety? You can feel that. You can feel that in the energy of the space. So whatever's going to go on is going to be reflected in your outside environment. And if you start to clear your physical clutter, it's going to have an impact on your emotional, your spiritual, your mental, your energetic clutter. It's just, it's kind of has that relationship where as you work on one, the other improves. And, you know, it's like if you clear the physical clutter and don't work of any on your inside of what's going on, it's going to come back. And at least that's been my experience, and that it's more about clearing that other stuff. Because again, clearing the physical clutter is kind of quote unquote easy, and I use that term loosely. It's the harder part of digging and going inside and being like, okay, what's my clutter? Because I have a little bit of a different definition than most people. So I view clutter as delayed decisions. I view clutter as anything that it's stagnant energy, and anything that prevents you from creating the life you choose, deserve, and desire. And so I have a little bit of a broad thing there, because you can have relationship clutter, you can have clutter in your health and your finances. It really is all encompassing.
You know, as I'm sitting here, as my mind often does, or I guess it's not my mind, but because of the whole superpower conversation, you know, my role in the world is to challenge what we think of as being possible, and which is why the whole superpower conversation. But as you're talking, I'm wondering, because I think that it makes total sense, and I love the idea of clearing the internal clutter to clear, you know, and then that kind of leads to the external environment. We've always known that, you know, everyone in the metaphysical kind of arenas gets, at least on some level, maybe they don't enact it or body it or actually practice it, but they get that, you know, you need to kind of be cool with yourself. I wonder, and this would be interesting, and if you do it as a field test, please come back and share with us what happens. But I wonder if there's also a way, because we're seeing some great strides with people using external techniques to expedite the internal process. Have you done or have you ever thought about doing like an activity where you actually utilize the clearing of the external clutter to expedite the internal clear out?
You know what? That's a really interesting question. I've never been asked that before. I think that, you know, if you look at it, everything is energy, whether you believe that from a physics perspective or a spiritual perspective. So just by the process of clearing physical energy, you're shifting your energetic clutter. So in my personal viewpoint, I believe that has to infect your internal landscape. It just cannot. And again, though, the thing, but not wanting to come back, we need to shift the internal.
Correct.
So to recreate in the physical. So that's probably the closest thing that I can say that experiencing with clients.
I really like that. And I don't know as though, I mean, as you were responding, I'm hearing it was a timing thing. I don't know that we were ready to even explore ideas like that prior to like now, the culmination of collective consciousness, because what I'm talking to more and more people who've created devices, mechanisms, something that does something external, but when applied correctly, can actually aid the internal process as well. But what you're saying is so true, is that it's not a Band-Aid, though. Like, you still have to be willing to do the clutter, but it may actually speed it up. I'm curious.
I think again, I believe that, because it has to have an effect on it. How can it? You know, if you read any feng shui books, the first thing that they say is clear your clutter. If you want to change your life, clear your clutter. So it's kind of the same principle. Now, you know, I was thinking as you're talking, I had a client that, it's interesting. Her home was very organized except for three rooms. They had kind of what I'd call a mother-in-law suite. And extreme clutter. And so one of the things I figured out when working with her is she began to associate all the clutter with safety. And so I'm like, we have to break that. And so we have to clear it physically, and we have to come up with a game plan. When you're feeling unsafe, where else in the house can you go to? So that your immediate reaction, because if you're talking on that basic level that clutter, someone is believing that that helps keep them safe, until you switch that internally, you're not going to be able to get rid of the stuff in the physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that too. It brings up all kinds of cool concepts around like feng shui and yourself, you know, like what does mm-hmm. that look like? And where do you go and hide inside yourself? We do a lot of energy work. Our experts do in terms of the, even home environments, but in the body, obviously where you're storing things. And I do think that our external environment, is a reflection of that. I use the imagery of imagining that you've got like a movie projector coming out of your torso, and everything around you is a projection of, energy, vibrations, frequencies that are happening within. And so I think it'd be fun to start playing with some of that stuff and seeing what the connection is there.
Lose a client because you couldn't find the contact information of the person who was interested in your services? Did you double book speaking engagements and now have to figure out which one to cancel? Were you late to a client because you didn't have the address or directions? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
I know that I see it a lot in our life. Like if we're not cautious about keeping the house picked up, especially specific rooms. So I love that you mentioned that. It definitely has an impact on us.
Mm-hmm. But I want to bring up a point too that's interesting. So I work with a coach every month. And I also runs women's groups. And a lot of people would go into her home and think it's cluttered because she has a bunch of crystals and different tools. Like she has a lot of crystal bowls and sound healing bowls and things of that nature. However, it's not clutter because she uses everything in her home. And so that's something for people to think about that, again, you know, you don't know if you walk into someone's home, it's not clutter for her because she uses everything and it feels fantastic because she's
right.
constantly mm-hmm. working on the energy of her home. And so you're like, you go there and you're like, oh, it feels so great to be here.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is the absolute difference. And if you don't trust yourself, folks, to kind of feel things energetically yet, then a good rule of thumb is just what Julie just said. It's like feeling or like take observation of what have you not used in a while? How long has that thing been sitting there? Even books and stuff like that, like revisit them and anything that has no kind of life to it, mm-hmm. Move things around, move a picture around if it's been sitting in the same space for a while, because until you have honed the ability to really gauge that subtle difference in resonance between frequencies, you may not realize just how much something is pulling you. And it can kind of wreak havoc. So if you're doing, you know, all the processes we talk about, all the steps, all the work, you know, that the experts are advising you to do, and yet you're not seeing certain results, check your space. You know, that may be a great mm-hmm. conversation to have. And I appreciate the fact that Julie's come on the show to help share some of that. So I'm sure she's a good resource for that.
Absolutely. And I love how you're talking about energy and learning how to feel that, because I think that that is so important, relying on our intuition, because how many of us have ignored our intuition? And it's that voice who's here to support you and dismissing it. And I can talk about how many times, I mean, my intuition has saved my life. And so it is something that I don't take for granted, and being aware of that energy. So you're aware if you're not vibrating at the same level with someone, A-okay, then turn and walk away. And there's mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. But the more you're in tune to that, and that's all aware, that helps guide you through your life, and it makes your life easier the more that you can do that and trust it.
Well, and I know, you know, my folks have heard me say this many times, but I'm going to reiterate it. And it's laws of physics. Like energy seeks to balance itself, and it's so mm-hmm. much easier for your energy to get pulled into spaces it's already been, that you've already been consciously aware of, than for you to pull a bunch of other people up into a space that they may not have been consciously aware of yet. And, you know, that's a lot of the work that we do, is teaching people to detach from their own energy fields when they go back down off the mountain, you know, and do their work in the world. You know, you got to have some tools and some resources mm-hmm. to do that, because otherwise you blink and you're like, how did I get back here? And, you know, of course you're not back there, but it's like, you know, I describe it as here lately, this like swirling mass, this maelstrom of chaos that's just right under our feet. And it just keeps getting more and more tumultuous. I think it had something to do with the election, but, you know, just swirling and swirling. And it's like, it's so easy to kind of dip your toe in, you know, and check it out and see what's happening down there. And you can do it, but you better know how to pull on that vine to get yourself out of that quicksand, because you'll get sucked in.
I have to tell you, one thing I'm doing this year is I have my Facebook page is public. It's separate from my business page. And I am posting a daily gratitude every day this year. And I felt really moved. I said, okay, you want me to do this intuition? I'm just going to do and follow you. If I had not done all the work on myself, if I had not continually working on myself, being in gratitude, this election would have probably made my head explode. And so when I don't engage, and when I see I can step back and say, okay, you know, they've got some unresolved issues, that's about them. How I respond is about me. And I'm really happy with how I've responded, because I don't get sucked into it. And the other thing is, and I see with a lot of people, is the fear is immense right now. And so I'm like holding space for truth, and I'm going to trust the process and trust the outcome, and just hopefully we have, I believe the good thing about, and I put good in quotes, out of this election is that I believe it's the awakening, and that people like Bernie Sanders have started a revolution. I'm not a fan of Trump. You know, I don't want to get into politics. However, to me, he represents a revolution on the right. People saying we don't want the status quo. We don't want career politician. So that's the good I'm taking out of it, that hopefully people on in all areas of the political spectrum are like, we need a change. Something else needs to be different. And so that's what I'm taking from it. Okay, it started. It's not where we need to be, but we started.
I agree. And I love that you mentioned kind of well, at least how I would interpret that position of neutrality. The detachment piece is so crucial. And when you sit in that space where you really can observe things and look around and say, oh, well, that's interesting, you know, and allow for the nuances and allow for the depths of symbolism. You know, I choose to view the world entirely symbolically. And when you do that, it's, you know, there's no end to the synchronicities and the agreements. Mm-hmm. And you just never know what everything serves. And it's difficult to know in the moment. You know, sometimes it takes being out of it to really see it. It's kind of like how, you know, people ask me all the time, how did a spy, you know, it appear? And it's like, you know, in the midst of it, I couldn't have told you that, but it makes perfect sense in a weird way. You know, I can kind of look back and see all the little benchmarks, and it really does line up in a cool, unique, you know, intriguing fashion. But in the midst of it, it's always difficult. Like I caution clients all the time not to try to find meaning in the moment, because, you know, just leave space that there is meaning, and that'll kind of get you through it, and then you can understand it after the fact. But, you know, so I appreciate so much of what you were saying there. So obviously, you know, you're here to do your part in, you know, changing the world and all kinds of fun stuff. What does that look like for you? Like, how did you kind of get to this space, and how is it that you've positioned it, at least internally, the work that you do here in the world?
Wow. Well, I would say, you know, I'm always evolving. And so one of my things is, what else is possible? And so I always want to be open. If I'm taken down a different path and led that way, then I'm going to trust that. So what gets me excited is when I support people in clearing their clutter, then they get rid of their junk and they can share their gifts with the world. And then it's kind of like the domino effect. So the more that happens, that allows people to share their gifts, and what a great world we would live in if we were all doing that. And so, you know, one of the ways I work with a coach every month. I like to say she kicks my butt every time I go in there, and it's a true statement. And, you know, it's a combination energetic work and coaching work. And then I also do a couple of groups with her. And so that's about keeping my internal clutter clear and making sure that I'm the best that I can be, so that I can be the best to support other people. And, you know, it's constantly unfolding, and I'm in awe of that.
I really, really appreciate that you've said that. I mean, that's the major premise of the net, our membership group here at Superpower Experts, is the concept of, you know, having that accountability, having that energetic connectivity, having mentors. That's what the experts serve. I think it's so crucial for people to, you know, we're all walking our own walk. And while nobody can walk yours with mm-hmm. you, we can certainly walk beside each other and serve as that. And so I love that you practice, you know, what you do, that it's not just something that you say to people, but you really do take that seriously for yourself. I appreciate that.
You know, it's interesting. I think the word authenticity gets a bad rap because people have misinterpreted it. And so I believe authenticity, I would say maybe if you're a woman coming from your womb, coming from your heart, coming from your soul, when you are authentic, it changes your life. And people pick up on that, whether or not they can articulate it. And so I think what has gotten kind of twisted in our world is what people saying they're authentic, they really aren't. And so again, picking up that on that at an energetic level, even if they can't articulate that, and that it's so important, and just to be yourself and to honor yourself. And are you going to fall down? Absolutely. But then you get right back up. And if you learn something, it's not a mistake.
Mm-mm. No, I appreciate that. And the experience of it is always far greater when you have that kind of wonderment, you know, that looking at it that way, it does become a very powerful existence. And I the idea that we know, you know, we sense that, and I think you're right. I think a lot of people refer to authenticity as speaking your mind. And, I mean, I remember going through this process with my husband where, you know, he was kind of mastering the whole, coming from authenticity, coming from that mm-hmm. intrinsic voice, that internal voice. And I would look at him and be like, look, I'm not interested in having a conversation with your mind at all. Like, if you want to talk to me about something truthful, then absolutely, I will talk all day long. And in fact, that was years ago. And now I find myself having that conversation with our 7-year-old. In the same fashion, it's like, I will teach you to feel that resonance. And when you want to have a dialogue around something true, then, you know, you have all my time in the world. When you come from your head, though, I'm just not interested. Mm-hmm. And really standing in that space so she can feel that and know her own truth. Mm-hmm. It's powerful to watch her go through that and really get on a lot of levels. Early on with her, we dialogued, you know, how do you get what you want? Mm-hmm. And the way to do that is to really recognize, okay, if this, then this. If I'm saying these words, these are the consequences. If I'm acting in this way, these are the consequences. And mm-hmm. and she's learning quickly, you know, if she chooses to come from a lower frequency aspect of herself, there are consequences of that. Mm-hmm. And it's such a delight to kind of watch somebody her age kind of go through that in such a pure fashion with all of the buts, you know, to be able to really work with that. Whereas I think adults, you know, we tend to be more sophisticated and we quiet down those little voices. She doesn't. And so it's neat to see. She's like the external representation of what most people go through internally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You know, and so it's really fascinating to watch, and it helps me understand a lot of the voices my clients have all the more.
Oh, I bet.
So very fascinating. Well,
surrounded by clutter, exhausted from the stress and anxiety it creates, longing for peace of mind. Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
Move into, you know, our conversation around the whole live in your power moment. And can you give us an example of a time when you got that intuitive hit or that inner guidance and you took action and what transpired because of it?
I'll tell you two quick stories. So the first was when I was starting, the name of my business is Reawaken Your Brilliance. And that was the name of the internet TV show. And I loved it so much. So I was trying to think of a name for it. And it was funny. So my producer, when I did this TV show, I had a producer and he's like, when are you going to do your TV show? And I was like, I got to come up with a name. And so I played around with Thrive. It didn't feel right. So I sat down to meditate and I heard Reawaken Your Brilliance. And I quit meditating and I ran to the computer and there was nothing. Meaning like doing a Google search. And mm-hmm. so so that became the name of the TV show and the business. And it fits what I believe, you know, that we're all brilliant. We just have to reawaken it because we've forgotten it. And the other thing I wanted to share with you that I think will be really valuable is a couple weeks ago, someone had hired me to do some work for them. And I always follow up a couple days before, confirm appointments, and didn't hear from her. And so I said, wrote back and I said, texted her because that was her preferred communication. I said, you know, I haven't heard from you. I'm going to go ahead and cancel your appointment. Went off on me. Now, I didn't even have the address for this person. I have, you know, I ask an assessment to be filled out, to be prepared anyway. So she said she was going to destroy me on social media. Now, you know, as a small business owner, social media can be great. And then you can have these things like, because sometimes you can't, you don't have the option to respond. Mm-hmm. And that scared the crap out of me. So, because that was a fear of mine. So what did I do? So I'm laughing. So we have a couple black cats. So Antonio, I'm like a cat that likes to be walked. So Antonio and I were out walking. And so what I did was like, okay, so I stopped. And in that moment, I let all my fear come up. I didn't try to push it down. I didn't try to judge it. And probably a minute or two, I mean, and it was intense, but I felt the fear and then it lifted. And it, and the moment had passed. Now in the past, I would have gone straight into my head. I would have gone into my ego. I would have been, oh my God, I'm going to go out of business. They're going to ruin and, you know, and drop down into monkey mind. And the other thing I did was, okay, I've done that. I've let the emotion go. And then I took action. And I said, so I reached out to two people that I know about more about social media. And one's a good friend of mine. And she said, oh, you know, here's our plan of attack. If they do talk to you on social media, you're going to step by step all you did. And, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, wasn't good enough or whatever. She had a better phrase on that, and talk to someone else I know. And it was interesting. He's like, you know what? I don't think she's going to do anything because she's an older person. And here's why. So I had prepared, I took action, and then I released it and nothing happened. And so it was about honoring how I felt and not trying to change that. Because I think so often we stuff down our emotions, and then taking action because I needed support. So I reached out for help. And I think a lot of times, especially as women, we are the support for the entire world and don't take it upon ourselves when we need to be supported. And so did that. And then I let it go. And in the past, I would have acted completely different. So I was thrilled that that was how I handled something that was stressful.
I love that. And it's such a great example. Both are phenomenal examples, but I really, really like the second one and the steps that you followed of, you know, really feeling that. And then, but then taking action. Like, I think that, you know, you talk about authenticity got a bad rap. I mean, so did law of attraction, in the sense that people, you know, you could sit on your couch all day long and manifest your Porsche appearing outside, you know, and yes, you know, perhaps that is down the road exactly how things will transpire, but only if action has been taken somewhere. And and the action of preparedness, not out of fear, but just out of staying in action and doing what you need to do, it alters everything. And so those steps are powerful. Very cool. Well, you are fantastic. I really enjoy you. Thank you. Where can our listeners find out more about you?
If they go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com, they can find out what I'm up to and what I'm doing and how perhaps I could support them. And they can also check out my podcast, Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. It's on iTunes and a bunch of other places, and also on YouTube. I do it as a video as well. Take action from today's podcast. Pick one area or situation in your life to examine. Can you observe without judgment and understand how your inner clutter might be reflected in your physical environment or vice versa? Ask yourself, what else is possible? Then be open to the possibilities. Remove something from your home that doesn't make it feel good. Ask for guidance on something that you have been seeking an answer for. Listen to your intuition and then take action. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Very cool. Well, I personally plan to keep you close, so I will go check those out. And I appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thank you. And thank you for all the grooviness that you are putting out into the world.
Oh, awesome. And that's right back at you. Very cool. So, and all of our listeners out there, of course, as always, we appreciate your loyalty. And until next time, go out, uncover your superpowers, and change the world. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Power Up Podcast. Go now to the Power Up page at personalpowerexperts.com and tell us how you live in your power. And remember, we're all more powerful together.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.